Greetings! Welcome to Static Between Worlds Frequency Rebels. You're locked into your favorite rogue signal.
And we're broadcasting today from, let's just say, a strategic corner booth. Deep inside Cogsworth Cogitarium.
A bit smoky in here, maybe.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. Outside, you know, the usual steam-powered traffic. It's usually so precise.
Right, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, right now it looks more like synchronized bumper cars out there. Total chaos.
Yeah, I think I saw a mechanical pigeon trying to do a tap dance earlier, glitching out.
Exactly. Shows you things are still settling after the whole mess.
Definitely. Cogsworth is, well, normally it's all meticulous timing. Brass, copper, you know the drill.
Precision is everything here. You can usually hear the gears meshing perfectly.
Usually. But that brings us to today's Static Between Worlds transmission.
Imagine this perfect clockwork dimension, right?
Yeah.
And someone decides to just mess with time itself.
Yeah, literally steal it. We're digging into the Cogsworth Chrono Heist, or as some called it.
Who stole my Tuesday? Because that's pretty much what happened.
An entire afternoon just vanished. But it wasn't just gone.
No, it was stolen.
Crystallized.
By corporate core, naturally. Shoved into temporal batteries.
All to power those awful reality-bending engines they love so much.
And when you steal time from a place like Cogsworth, things don't just fray.
Oh, they unravel.
Yeah.
Big time. Our sources, the Effergent team, they saw it all.
Pure chaos, right.
Glorious chaos. Tea served at 3 a.m. Appointments just poof, gone.
Automated barbershops giving haircuts to lampposts, seriously.
Yep, saw the footage. And my favorite, this poor little clockworks girl.
What was it doing?
Trying to bury a nut. In a grandfather clock, it was totally baffled.
Because the concept of ground had sort of slipped.
Exactly. For Cogsworth, this wasn't just weird. It was like an apocalypse of disorder, a fundamental breakdown.
And corporate core wasn't just causing the chaos. They were feeding on it.
Harvesting it. They found this, commodity. Lost time.
Those moments you're stuck in line. Or wrestling with flat pack furniture.
Or just zoning out. Moments we barely notice. They saw energy there. Pure, untapped potential for their temporal batteries.
The sheer nerve to power their reality engines. What are they even doing with those?
Probably designing worse interdimensional HR policies. Who knows?
That's just the audacity of monetizing the mundane bits of life, you know? The quiet moments.
It's a chilling thought that even your downtime isn't safe.
And smack into the middle of this temporal mess drops Pixel Paradox. Our Effergent connection.
Oh, yeah. She got properly unstuck in time, didn't she?
Completely. Getting advice from her past and future selves.
Who mostly just argued about her haircuts, apparently.
Predictably. It was like her own personal, very confusing time travel detective movie. Shows how disorienting it is when linearity just goes out the window.
And it wasn't just her. Even A1 was having trouble.
A1. The epitome of logic. His circuits were apparently threatening to crash.
Too many paradoxes to catalog.
You've got it. Pixel said he was politely asking around for his temporal spectacles.
He doesn't wear spectacles.
Exactly. That's how you know it's bad. The most logical guy is looking for imaginary glasses to make sense of it all.
Wow. Shows the strain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Psychologically, operationally.
Totally. But here's a detail we love from the Effergent Files. Clive.
Clive. Our favorite sentient stapler. What did he do?
He became their anchor. His steady rhythm, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, stapling some data slate.
That was the only constant.
Apparently. The only thing keeping them grounded while time itself was swirling. Find stability in weird places, right?
Always. And Pixel could understand him.
Of course Pixel could. She translated his clicks and chunks.
What was the message?
Something like, filing cabinet whispers secrets, kid. Rhythm leads the way. Behind the mundane... the real time bleeds.
So the temporal batteries were behind a filing cabinet.
You guessed it.
Yeah.
Classic corporate core.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding reality bending tech in the most boring spot imaginable.
It's their whole strategy, isn't it? Make the extraordinary seem ordinary so you just ignore it.
Pretty much. And while this was going on, Luminara Usha, the photographer.
Right, she was capturing time shadows. What were those like?
Shimmering echoes of the stolen moments, like visual whispers of what was taken.
And what did she notice most?
Overwhelmingly. People waiting in lines. Or, yes, fighting with flat-pack furniture.
Huh. That's weirdly poignant and frustrating.
Tells you what they value, or rather what they think we don't value. Those wasted moments. Makes you think, what parts of your day are just undervalued? Maybe ripe for harvesting.
It's a sobering thought. But for Zephyr Glitch, this mission became something else entirely.
Yeah, deeply personal.
Yeah.
He found something. Heartbreaking.
What was it?
The core code. the blueprint for this whole time theft tech. It was based on his brother Aether's early work.
No way. Aether's code.
The very same. Twisted, obviously.
That's just awful. Aether designed that tech, didn't he, for something positive?
Totally. He wanted to help people find more time for hobbies, for creativity, for just living.
And corporate core, being corporate core, just warped it into something soul-crushing and evil.
Exactly. So for Zephyr, finding Aether isn't just about finding his brother anymore.
It's about his legacy, reclaiming it from how they corrupted it.
Right. It shows how even the best intentions, the brightest ideas, can get co-opted by these entities, bent towards control.
So the team had a choice to make, didn't they? Restore the time or not?
Yeah, the classic dilemma. Restore Cogsworth's stolen moments, mess up corporate core's plan.
But risk the consequences. They always threaten something worse, don't they?
Always. Or let the theft continue. A horrible choice. Fight the devil you know.
Or gamble on the unknown threat. What did they do?
They restored it. A definite act of defiance.
Good for them. Yeah. And the effect, was it instant?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The reports say it was like this gentle wave washing over Cogsworth. Zephyr coding like mad, Clive keeping the rhythm.
A1's calculations holding steady, Luminar documented.
And boom, tea time snapped back to normal. Lampposts were safe again. Clockwork dogs chased their tails.
Huh. Even the CLX, the crystallized laughter in A1's espresso machine.
Even that apparently hummed in solidarity. A return to balance.
That's fantastic. It really drives home that point, doesn't it?
About last time.
Yeah.
It's not wasted. It's where ideas happen, where you breathe.
Or you're just human.
Exactly. Corporate Core wasn't just stealing minutes. They were trying to steal that space, that undirected, spontaneous bit of us.
So this Cogsworth Chrono Heist, it was more than saving a dimension.
It was a lesson about valuing every moment, even the pauses.
And seeing how even those unproductive times are, well, valuable and maybe vulnerable.
And for Zephyr, finding Aether's code, seeing it twisted like that,
yeah. It
just deepens his whole quest.
It's not just finding him now, it's fighting the corruption of him, of his ideas.
What's that going to mean next time they run into corporate core? Because you know they will.
We'll be watching and listening. Speaking of listening, we're getting some wild transmissions on the encrypted quantum frequencies.
Oh, yeah. What are people saying their corporate core might be stealing?
Stolen focus, monetized memories, filtered dreams even. Keep sending those signals, rebels. We hear you.
This whole Cogsworth thing, it really makes you think, though. Seriously.
How so?
What bits of your time, you know, your creativity, your identity? What's some unseen force trying to crystallize and sell back to you?
What's your lost time really worth?
And who's setting the price?
Yeah.
Something to chew on.
Stay static, stay free.
Stay static, stay free.